I think,
they got the house lights on.
Is that 2 o'clock?
Are those lights a hint, bartender?
Are those a hint? After what? Ooh, 20 after 2.
Well, it's 20 after 2, folks. I think the bartender would like to kick you all out now. So, good night.
BBC News with Howard Philpott. The United States Ambassador to Liberia, John Blaney, has appealed to rebels battling their way into the capital, Monrovia, to halt their advance. Mr. Blaney said that the main rebel group should go no further and concentrate on peace talks. Mr. Blaney spoke as rebel forces advanced towards a key river bridge, the final crossing into the heart of Monrovia itself. In a radio address, President Charles Taylor, an indicted war criminal, insisted that his troops would defend themselves.
I can tell you, the fight is in Monrovia. They got into this one. It'll be street to street, house to house. They must be prepared. I will never desert the city. I will never desert my people. My people have died sufficiently. I will fight. My men will be encouraged to fight to the last. We will never desert the city for anyone to believe that by shelling the city, that you have taken it, you will never take the city. We will fight street to street, house to house, and we'll defeat them.
It's the third time this month that the fighting has reached close to the center of the city, despite regional attempts to get a new peace deal between the government and forces demanding the removal of President Taylor. The British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, has arrived in South Korea, where he's expected to repeat a warning delivered in Japan that the danger of North Korea's nuclear weapons program cannot be ignored. From Seoul, Charles Scanlon reports.
Mr. Blair will be in South Korea for just a few hours on a brief stopover between Tokyo and Beijing. He'll visit a local branch of the British retailer Tesco before holding talks with President Nomu Hyun. They'll discuss the threat from North Korea's nuclear weapons program, as well as economic relations. North Korea has alarmed the region by claiming to be pushing ahead with the development of nuclear weapons. Mr. Blair said in Tokyo that the communist state posed a real danger that could not be ignored. He's backing the United States in its demand for negotiations involving all key players in the region.
Meanwhile, a report in the United States suggests that Pyongyang may have built a secret facility for producing weapons-grade plutonium. American officials say monitoring equipment on North Korea's borders has detected Krypton 85, a gas produced as spent nuclear fuel is converted into plutonium. Member states of the European Union have urged Russia to ratify the Kyoto Protocol on greenhouse gases. As EU ministers met in Italy, the Union's Environment Commissioner said Russia would gain economically from ratification because Western countries would invest in emission-cutting technology there. Since the United States rejected the Kyoto Agreement 2 years ago, Russia's ratification is needed to reach the threshold for it to take effect. You're listening to the news from the BBC in London. Australia says the intervention force being sent to the Solomon Islands to restore law and order will defend itself with lethal force if necessary. The Australian Defence Minister Robert Hill said the force would be given what he called robust rules of engagement. The Foreign Minister Alexander Downer said any gunman in the Solomon Islands with common sense would understand that there was nothing to be gained by confronting the force. Heads of state, movie stars and business leaders have paid tribute to South Africa's elder statesman Nelson Mandela at his 85th birthday banquet in Johannesburg. Archbishop Desmond Tutu and the former US President Bill Clinton were among the 1,600 guests at the climax of a series of events honoring the former South African president. The main Colombian rebel group, the FARC, has asked for a meeting with the Secretary General of the United Nations, Kofi Annan, to express its view of the conflict in Colombia. The rebels said they would be represented by one of their leaders, Raul Reyes, who was a spokesman at recent failed peace talks. The request comes several days after Mr. Annan appealed to the FARC to free all its hostages. Jeremy McDermott reports from the capital, Bogota.
The FARC, or Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, have made the first step towards establishing a channel of communications with the United Nations, with a view to presenting their proposals to end the long-running civil conflict. But nobody in Colombia is getting too excited at the news. Guerrilla contacts have intimated that the move is to allow the FARC to reach an international audience to counter a campaign by the Colombian and US governments to paint them as nothing more than narco-terrorists. The Colombian president, Alvaro Uribe, has refused to speak to the FARC, saying the only communications will have to be through the UN.
Computer problems could lose thousands of foreign students their places at college in the United States. Technical glitches mean they might miss a crucial registration deadline that was imposed in the wake of the September the 11th attacks in 2001. After learning that two of the suicide hijackers had entered America on student visas, the Bush administration ordered the computerization of all overseas applications for college places. However, problems in this system, known as SEVIS, have resulted in a backlog, with this year's deadline now just 12 days away on August the 1st. BBC News.
Contains language or images of a frank or sensitive nature, which may be considered objectionable by some. Listener discretion is advised.
After all,
Oh, yes, you've tuned in to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, right here on KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, dialogue, and music geared for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people and their friends. Here at After Hours, we may be diverse, but we have one thing in common. We are all out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of their closets. That means standing up for yourself, taking responsibility for your own life, and being proud of who you are. Realistically, we know not everyone can do that because of age, job, or frame of mind. That's okay. We're here for you too. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's edition of After Hours. Hello, Houston and College Station and Galveston and the world, and welcome to the Saturday, July 19th edition of After Hours. I'm Jimmy Carper. I'll be your producer for the evening. And first of all, I want to start out because some folks who have written us get a little confused here. To reach us at After Hours, you can go online at kpft.org or you can call us, like right now, at 713-526-5738. Or to write to us, the address is 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston 77006. That's Lovett, L-O-V-E-T-T, Love T-T. You'll remember that. Before we get into the show tonight, I want to tell you about the music that you heard right after the BBC News. It was new music to After Hours by a group called Shimmer Planet with their CD Welcome to Shimmer Planet. That was called Envy. And you can, for more information on their music, because they do a widely diverse type of music on the CD, go to shimmerplanet.com. I want to say hello to all my MBBs out there. Paul, the T-Man, Blue-Eyed Devil, Wilson, Smiley, Jaime, David, Steve, and my special Green-Eyed Devil out there. Smiley, I want to talk probably later in the show about some of your questions, and a lot of you guys wrote in, and I want to answer some questions, but later on in the show. Some things for the court report, the Space City Empire, going on this next week. Friday, July 25th, we have Liftoff. It's the candidate show hosted by the candidates for Apollo Emperor and Gemini Empress at EJ's at 8:30 p.m. Then we get into the Emperor's Jubilee Week. We've got things going on every night the following week through the 31st. And so I'll give you more update on that when that happens. Let's see. On Fridays, if you're not going to be at Theater Suburbia, you should be at the 1415 Bar and Grill. That's located at 1415 California for Nancy Ford with The Deck Show. That starts at 8 p.m. There's all kinds of free munchies, and you never know what she's going to do with comedy, music, or whatever's going on. My. What was that motion I saw? Anyway, something else going on that I want to impress upon you, because it's coming from Ernie Manouse, and Ernie's been here over the years for the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. He promotes that and works on that very hard each year. And I got an email from him saying, "Howdy, last night Houston PBS recorded the first
Houston mayoral debate, including all the candidates. This program will air on Tuesday, July 22nd at 9 p.m. and a rebroadcast on Sunday, July 27th at 5 p.m. on Channel 8. This is a big deal. It's the first time anywhere in the country a debate was held at this level, more of a forum, in which the candidates were encouraged to respond in conversation about themselves as opposed to speaking in sound bites or political speak. So tune in for that, and when he says he's got all of them there, he's even got the gay candidate that's looking to get that job. Now, we've got a whole lot of stuff coming on. We've got, it's Jewel's night, and I might as well get her on the mic right now. Hello, Jewel.
Hey, it's Jewel's night.
It is indeed. How you doing?
Pretty good. How's it going?
Terrific.
I didn't get to speak with you. I got in here late.
I know.
Didn't get to visit yet.
Well, we will.
Maybe okay.
We will. Yeah, I know. And you've got you've got a sidekick there next to you.
Well, Judy's sitting here. Judy Reeves. Judy
How
Reeves
come I can't
is
hear
here.
Jewel?
Because did I fix you? Did I turn your
Jimmy,
mic off?
I can't hear Jewel.
Oh, you can't? How about that? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, hi.
Can you hear me now? I hate that commercial.
I'm sorry.
And she's sitting here with a bunch of people from Theater Suburbia like we had the last time I was down here.
It's a party going on.
Yeah.
It is the summer melodrama.
Yay.
And we have a first for After Hours. We have the director of the melodrama here with us, Doris Merkin.
Merton.
Oh, my God.
He knew he'd do that.
I knew I'd do that. Hello, Doris. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi, thanks. Glad to be here.
Tell us about the melodramas and the history that's behind them.
Well, in the early days, one of the first ones Theater Suburbia did was called Peril on the Pecos. It was an original script by a man that wrote basically nothing but melodramas. Mm-hmm. And over the years, they sort of hung around, and we do them in the summertime.
Ah, yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. Entire families can come, bring their kids, grandmas, grandpas. They get to boo and hiss and throw popcorn at the villain and cheer on the hero and ooh and ah the heroine.
It's like a Rocky Horror picture show.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they knew the villain, they'd love
right.
it.
That's the part I love. It's interactive.
Impossible plots and over-the-top acting.
That's right.
You got it.
That's what we like. It's a hell of a lot of fun, I'll tell you.
Was that the Perils of Pauline?
Perils of Pauline. Time